ود كثير من أهل الكتاب لو يردونكم من بعد إيمانكم كفارا حسدا من عند أنفسهم من بعد ما تبين لهم الحق فاعفوا واصفحوا حتى يأتي الله بأمره إن الله على كل شيء قدير. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders, yesterday we discussed the verse regarding abrogation, the ruling regarding abrogation, and then we spoke about the hostility and the enmity of the Jews towards Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that they would come to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and they would make crazy demands on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In the current verse, وَدَّ كَثِيرٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ, this verse was revealed on account of the Jews coming to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and they would come to the mu'min, the believers, and they would pretend that they are sincere and genuine well wishes and friends for the believers in a way to take them away from their iman and to bring them into kufr. And this intention was purely motivated by jealousy, and it was not motivated by the sincerity and the friendship for the Muslims. And this is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals this verse by saying that, listen, many of the Ahl al-Kitab, the people of the book, in other words, in this context, it refers to the Jews. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that many of the Jews desire and they wish that if only they could turn you to kuffar, to disbelievers, after you bring iman, after you having brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So many of the Jews desire that if they could turn you to disbelievers after having brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hasadan. So here Allah says, so Allah is cautioning the believers that, listen, this intention is motivated by sheer jealousy. Min indi anfusihim. They desire this because they are jealous. And this jealousy generates from their hearts. It comes from their souls. Min ba'di ma tabayyana lahumul haqq. After the truth has already become clear and manifest for them. And what is this truth referring to? It refers to them knowing already that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the messenger of Allah, because they knew his description from their own book. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, now what do you do regarding them? What is the ruling regarding these Jews? Allah says, fa'fu wasfahu. In the meantime, until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's decision comes regarding them, what do you do? Forgive them, pardon them, overlook them, until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala issues a verdict regarding them. Until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down a ruling regarding the Jews. And we all know what happened after that was, later on in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought the ruling of jihad against the Yahud, and many of the Yahud of the Banu Qurayza clan, they were killed by the Muslims, and the Yahud from the Banu Nadir, they were banished and they were exiled from Medina, from the city. And many, what we would say, attacks also was also imposed upon many of the Yahud, upon many of the Jews that were residing there in Medina. So Allah says, until the decision of jihad comes, that war should be waged against the Yahud, what do you do in that time? Allah says, fa'afu wasfahu. That forgive them, overlook them, pardon them, until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down some hukam, some ruling regarding them. Allah says, inna Allah ala kulli shayin qadir. Then listen, indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's all powerful over everything. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wa'aqimu salata wa'atu zakah. Then in the meantime, what do you do? You continue with your salah, and you continue to discharge your zakah. Then listen, it is not only literal and physical jihad that will help you to gain the dominance and control over the Yahud. Rather, the salah and zakah that you discharge, this will also come to your aid and assistance and help, because this will help you in the dunya to now gain this dominance and control and victory, and you will glory over the Yahud one day. Allah says, وَمَا تُقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُمْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ. Salah, zakah, and all other good deeds, they are all regarded as khair. So whatever you contribute, or whatever you send forth for yourselves of good, whatever good it be, Allah says, تَجِدُوهُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. Most definitely, you would definitely find it by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in other words, that will come to your assistance in the dunya, and it will also benefit you in your akhirah. As yesterday we heard in our Fajr Salah, the verse of in Ya Ayyuhal Muzammil, in Surah Muzammil, towards the ending of the Surah, تَجِدُوهُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ هُوَ خَيْرًا وَأَعْظَمَ أَجْرًا. That you find it by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, its reward. And then Allah says, وَأَعْظَمَ أَجْرًا. Whatever good you do, the reward also is everlasting. It's the best reward for you that you have secured for yourselves by Allah. That is Jannah. Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ. That do continue to do your good deeds, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching what you do. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to make Allah.